What's up, podcast world? I am back and I'm excited because I just got back. This is Tuesday. Actually, it's Wednesday, right after the Arnold 2024. And it was a great expo, great fashion show. I love these weekends. These weekends with the Angel Competition fashion shows, all the women that are involved in our Angels community just motivate me and inspire me in so many ways. It's almost where I have to like compartmentalize what I need to do and then what I want to do, make sure so that I stay on track, obviously, myself, my clients, because I'm just so many ideas and so much inspiration comes from these weekends. And that's kind of what I'm here to talk about today. Loneliness being what I'm here to talk about mainly because a lot, so everybody, when they start their fitness journey or when they Not their fitness journey. I'm sorry. When they are ready to change their life, when people know that they need to change their life, that, and I talked about it before on here, with that decision comes a lot of change. And ultimately, if your friends and the habits and what you do day to day, your job, even if all the things in your life right now are not helping you reach the goals that you want, whether it be your fitness goals, your business goals, your life goals, then evaluate all of that. And I'll tell you this, what my mom told me, and this has been 2012, right before I finally changed so that I could start not being the common denominator. So my mom, we were at dinner one night, and this is before AB and I officially started dating. So this is 2011, 2012, and I didn't date a lot of people, as in officially dated them, right? And I really didn't go on dates, but I would hang with people, with guys, and I would tell her about some of them, especially because if we would do something, never tell them. I would always tell my parents what I was doing and who I was gonna be with. Anyway, one night at dinner, she said, "Are you still talking to this so-and-so?" And I was like, "Oh, no." And she said, "Do you know the common denominator between you and all these guys that you run through?" And I said, "What?" And she said, "You." And she wasn't being facetious. Like, my mom is the sweetest woman in the world. She was just being honest. And I love her honesty. And I didn't, I don't get offended ever. Definitely not when people say things like that. When it makes me think. So if somebody ever says something to you and it triggers you in any way, good or bad, the best thing to do is be quiet. Don't have a reaction, but figure out why is it triggering you. And ultimately, she was right. I was the common denominator between why every relationship I tried or was in failed. So what can I do? I can't change the people, so all I can do is change myself, right? So all that to come back to circle around to loneliness, because a lot of my clients, I talk to them about this all the time, is you're going to be lonely when you start to work on yourself. It's a lonely journey because all the people around you are not working on themselves, and that's why you're in the position you are today, whatever that position is, right? So understand, when you do make the decision to, whether it be join, my program or just change your life in general, a lot of changes have to come after that. And those changes are the hardest ones. Those changes are harder than just tracking your food and learning flex, what I did, and all the surface level, even workouts. Unfriending people that no longer serve you is a harder task than learning how to track macros, ultimately, right? Because there's a lot of other things, like I've been friends with her for so long, or she's gonna be upset, or all these things and reasons as to why you don't need to unfriend them when you do, right? And the where I talk to clients about, and I see it all the time, is clients will say, "I just feel depressed." Well, you know why you feel depressed? But they know that they're not. So they'll feel depressed, whether they do like sleep more or they're just having actions that are signs of depression, but they themselves are like, "But I'm happy. I'm happy. I'm confident with myself, confident with my body. Why do I feel? Why is my actions saying something else?" Right? And it always comes back to who they surround themselves with. whether it be on social media or in real life, those people are keeping you where you are when you don't want to be there. You don't want to be in the position to drink alcohol or have to make a decision to drink alcohol or not every single weekend. That alone makes you feel discouraged. That alone makes you feel like you're having to choose. And I'll be honest, most of the time when you're in that position, you're going to choose to do what you want to do over what you need to do. So just don't put yourself in that position, right? Going back, so doing that, if you do that, you feel even more lonely, right? And so the thing about loneliness and what I have come to realize, definitely in my own journey, is that that's the only place that you'll ever grow is when you're quiet, when it's quiet, when you do feel lonely. Because, and I say that, unless you just spend all your lonely time, all your time alone on social media, scrolling, talking about, you know, doing things that ultimately don't allow you to stay by yourself. Because in the quiet times, in the times where you don't have, quote unquote, anything to do, that's where you find your passion. You find your purpose. You're able to discover what you like, what you don't like, right? So the lonelier, so I put in, this is going to be the caption for this podcast. The more lonely you feel, the more you value and respect that you have for yourself. Because you don't just go hang out with so-and-so because y'all been friends since high school. It don't matter how long you've been friends. That girl no longer serves you. That boy no longer serves you or serves the person you're trying to become. So I would rather be lonely than put myself in a position to have to choose between my own values and this person, right? So I do encourage, highly encourage, time alone. You know, I take a lot of road trips. And the first road trip I ever took was outside of the first one to bring my sister to Oregon. The first road trip I ever took by myself was to the 2022 Angel Fashion Show in Kansas City. And I'm going to do a whole podcast on that whole trip because that was a test of my anxiety. That was a test of my trust in myself. That was a huge, huge test the whole 2 weeks. But the reason that I did it in the first place, one of the reasons that I did it in the first place, there's a couple key reasons that I signed up for it ultimately. But the biggest one is where we live is a small town. There is nobody here that does what I do to the extreme that I do it. And, you know, I have friends that track macros. I have my friends that I can go hang out with. They don't tempt me or anything. I could just be myself around my friends, all of them at this point. But there still is that, you know, that loneliness feeling that you still feel even though 10 years into this, right? So I told myself in 2022 or 2021 when I signed up for it, I said, you're just going to pay to put yourself in a place where the people, the women that you are going to be around have all the same goals that you do all the same things that you do, and just pay to have friends. That was my, because what I was doing, not paying to have friends, was giving me no friends, you know, or limiting my friends. And I just wanted to feel like I belonged places or just anywhere, right? Even though I'm confident with what I do and confident in saying no to Mary and everybody else, I still wanted to feel like I belonged, right? And so that was why I did the first Angel Show. And that one decision has just propelled me in so many different areas of life, but definitely I never feel lonely because I only am one text away from someone that completely relates to me. That is, you know, with the fashion shows, our goal, which this year we have like 6 or 7. If you want any information, DM me about or message me about the Angel Fashion Show. But our ultimate goal is to have some type of event, whether it be a fashion show or a retreat, some type of seminar every month where the whole angel community, so we had thousands of women, just like you, just like me, love workouts, love food, love all things health, right? The mindset, everything. Every month we have an opportunity to bring y'all together. That's the ultimate goal, because then that keeps you from becoming discouraged, right? Because you can go home. Let's just say we get home from the Arnold. So we had the fashion show at the Arnold all weekend long. There's nothing but just inspiration and meeting people and just connecting, community, everything all weekend. And so this is March. In 4 weeks, or I'm pretty sure in 4 weeks, the Baltimore fashion show. I'm pretty sure it might be like a couple more. Again, we don't have it every month this year, but that is the ultimate goal. You can come home, be with your family, do life, normal life for 2, 3, 4 weeks, and then go back. Again, you're paying, but what else you gonna do? You gonna be stay home and be depressed, right? Like, believe me, I'm not Ivanka Trump, but I don't have $1 million, but I'm gonna pay to for my mental health. There is no price. When I lifted money off of my mental health, when I said you're just gonna take care of your mind no matter what it costs, that was a game changer, right? So ultimately, the fashion show, some type of community with angels is gonna be every month, just so that it gives women, and just so you know, the fashion show, you don't have to be a competitor. You never can, most of them don't ever compete. And then most of them that do compete, after the fashion show, after like one fashion show, they'll be like, I never want to compete again. I just want to do the fashion shows, because that's inspiration in itself. You're just not even getting judged. So it's a big goal to have. It keeps you on track with everything, food, like training, everything else. And it builds your confidence. And it puts you in a community with women that just are just like you. And you have make friends that don't tempt you. And so loneliness, if it does anything, it should never make you feel depressed. It should only inspire you to just dive into yourself. Why do you feel, who is making you feel depressed? Especially if you know that it's not you. Like, I don't feel depressed. I just don't. But there's something missing. And maybe that's all you know. Maybe all you know is just, I don't feel like I have purpose. That's normal. Until you find your purpose in life, it's normal to kind of feel stagnant and lost. And whether you're married or not married, it don't matter. Everyone has to eventually find their purpose. And that purpose will keep you waking up every day, excited and ready for the rest of your life. But again, that comes with, well, not just bring awareness to, that's number one, bring awareness to the fact that you feel lonely, or something's missing, one or the other, like, or that this is kind of the same feeling. And knowing that it's not you. It might just be the people that you are surrounding yourself with. They are making you feel like something's wrong with you when nothing's really wrong with you. So let's not go and get on depression medicine, because it's probably not Chris. Let's just make a couple of adjustments with who you hang out with and where your inspiration is coming from, and like what you're doing just with your time and energy, right? And let's, if we have to pay to put ourselves in a place where there's people that are like-minded, then do it. Do it just one time and see what happens. And if for me, it changed everything. It gave me a thousands and thousands and thousands of friends. It opened thousands of doors and opportunity. And I would have never done it. I would have never gotten those opportunities. I never met those people if I wouldn't have just said, you know what? I'm just tired of being lonely. Tired of being like feeling like I'm by myself, even though my husband's here every day. Even though I have friends that, great friends. There's still something missing. And so that was going back to that first show, one of the best decisions that I ever made. One of the hardest decisions that I ever made, because I did do that road trip by myself. And I was definitely scared. Obviously, if you were to take a road trip by yourself for 14 days, you would be scared too. But that was, again, the best decision that I could have ever made, definitely for my mental health. Because just road trips, what I was going to say earlier, road trips force you to be by yourself, especially if you say, I'm going by myself, right? Even creating boundaries, and this is going to be on another podcast, but creating boundaries that I still to this day, which is in 2021 when I started this, no texting, obviously, no texting and driving, no phone calls, unless it's my husband or my family, you know, but I don't get on the phone and talk about randomness. Like, I just don't do that. Don't listen to podcasts. Don't listen to YouTube. Nothing in my car. The only thing I do in my car is drive and listen to music. And that was a game changer for mental health. When I built those boundaries in my car, whether I'm on a road trip or going to Baton Rouge, it doesn't matter. That's the rules. Here are the rules, right? And taking those trips by myself, that's where I found myself, right? I found myself in this car. You know, I found myself in all these opportunities and chances that I was taking on myself, scared shitless. That was where everything fell together. And so I definitely encourage you to, if you say you're depressed, quit saying that. One, quit saying that so that you don't make it any worse, right? You are going to always believe what you say. And two, if that's how you feel, then just stop long enough to look around and say, this area of life might be why I feel this way. And that could be your friends. That could be your nutrition. That could be your movement, daily movement. If you don't know, like, if your diet is not good, that's going to cause a depressed feeling. Like, just feeling sluggish, feeling tired, not feeling energized. Like, all of that is coming from nutrition. All of that is coming from your sleep. All coming from your movement or lack of movement, right? So your lifestyle. So if you feel depressed, if you feel these just negativeness and you just can't put your finger on it, just stop and dive into that and look at all these areas of life and figure out what you can control, because what you can control, you control, you change. And a little bit doesn't mean you've got to just cut everybody off and just start taking a road trip by yourself, but just know that you don't have to be the person you are today for the rest of your life if you don't completely love the person you are today. And going back to just that feeling of loneliness, it does, you do have respect for yourself because you and more value yourself because you don't just date anybody or you don't just go anywhere just to be around people, right? That's not the girl you want to be. Like, the girl that you don't want to be is a girl that always has to have people around her. You want to be the opposite. You want to be completely okay by yourself, and then the people around you are there because you've chosen those people. You have chosen and decided that you're going to give your energy and you're to these specific people, not just random people. And you are not going to give your energy to other specific people. So again, that'll be the best thing that you ever do for yourself, is to just sit in your quote unquote loneliness, discover yourself, and put into place, however that is, steps to not feel that way, right? And that could be join a team, hire a coach, do the Angel Fashion Show, put yourself in an uncomfortable position, something that you've never done before. Again, going back to just simply because what you've never done before, you don't know if that's going to work and change anything because you've never done it, right? But you do know that everything you've done has led you here. And if right here is you don't feel good, then we just don't want to do what we've always done. It really does come down to that, you know. And even I've talked on here before about sometimes, most times actually, especially in business, but definitely in the bikini world, like as far as my career, my competing career, I don't know what I'm doing. All I know is what my coaches tell me to do. And I just know what I'm not going to do. And I'm just going to continue to not do that. And because whatever that was got me to here and I'm ready to get there, you know? So that, and that's all I know. And I've been that way since day one. You know, 2013, when I started tracking macros, I just knew I just didn't want to be that girl anymore. So whether you have the answers to your loneliness or depressed feelings or not, one, you can figure it out. You don't need medicine. You don't need to get on depression medicine. You need to just dive into what is the root cause and change things that are surface level causing these feelings of sadness and discouragement. Your nutrition, your friends, your whatever you do daily movement wise, change all of those surface level things. See if that helps you feel less depressed and then go from there. And that might be all you need to change. You might not even need to be doing a fashion show and pay and put yourself in that position. But let's figure out how to feel better, how to not feel discouraged, how to not feel like you're regressing or that you're just kind of going through life through motions, right? Let's figure that out because you deserve that. And we're gonna figure it out by changing and addressing the one little thing at a time. And then, yeah, I would love to see everyone, every woman in the world at an Angel Fashion Show, Angel Competition Fashion Show. That they're just amazing as far as just, and they're growing. I just love them. I love everything about them. The women, they can just be who they are authentically, 100%. If they think that they are, it's like Halloween for women who love to work out because they can just dress up. If they want to be a pirate, they're gonna make their suit and they're gonna wear their patch and they're gonna just be a pirate for the 2 minutes they're on stage. And it's fun. And it's so much fun. So that's all today. I just wanted to kind of touch on loneliness because I talk about it with clients all the time. Just know it's normal, but also know that there's things that that are in your control to where you don't have to feel that way because you don't deserve to feel that way. You should, and but it's all up to you, right? To not feel that way. So Instagram, GracieRecord_fit. If you have any questions about my coaching program, you can fill out the application below. If you have any questions about the Angel Fashion Show, I am an open book. The schedule actually is on the, I think all of our whole schedule for this year is on the Angel Competition Fashion or Angel Competition Instagram and probably the fashion show page. So you can check that out, but you can also just DM me any questions. And yeah, that's it for today. And so thank y'all for being here as always. And y'all have a great week. So that's it for today. As always, thank you so much for being here. It means so much to me that you even want to listen to my stories. If you felt this episode spoke to you in any way, please share it with your friends, share it with your family. If you share it on social media, please tag me on Instagram, GracieRecord_fit, on Facebook, Gracie Record. I'd love to just connect with you and just watch your journey and learn from you. If you're interested in my one-on-one whole body health coaching program, the application is below. You can fill it out, schedule your free call with me, and we can just figure out your next step together. And yeah, I cannot wait to talk to you. I cannot wait to meet you. I cannot wait to hopefully connect with each and every one of y'all because you are the reason that I'm here. So I'm so thankful for y'all.